Pavamatsiya Perakimal Mishnah Yudbeis. Hashaleya Chad Bikadun. A person sends his hands to Bikadun, which means he uses it, which is really stealing. Beshame Omrim Yiloka Bechaser V'yaser. Beshame says that even though Meikar Hadin, a gazlan, is kona with a shinoi, here he loses out with when the animal diminishes or the animal increases. Meaning, for example, like the Rab brings, let's say an animal was given to him to watch when it had wool on it. So sheep had wool, and then he used it for his own benefit, and then the wool came off. So there he's got to pay the wool. So he's paying what was nechsar from the pikadon, the chaser part. And the yaser is if, let's say, the animal did not have any wool on it. Or let's say the animal was not pregnant, and then he used it for his own benefit. And then after he used it, and he was shaleach yad, the animal then became pregnant, or the animal then had wool on it. So normally one would say, well, the wool is a shinoi that happened afterwards, and he should keep that. But here, the knas is he has to give uva yasser, he has to give that as well. Because really, mikadin, he should only have to pay the money for the behemoth that it was worth by the shas hagzela, which was an animal that was, which was in the first case, the value of a para that was gonna give birth, or the sheep that was going to be sheared, and in this past case, the value of a cow that didn't have any children, or a sheep that didn't have any wool on it. Here they made a knas. That's Beis Shammai. Veisil Amrin Kishas Hoitzah. Veisil says, no, this person, the Shomer Pikadon, only has to pay for the amount that it was worth, Bishas Hagzela. The same way that it was when you were Shaleach Yad. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Kishas Hatfir. Now, Rabbi Kiva is not being cholik, Tosisantiv brings, on this inyan of Beis Shammai Veisilal, as far as whether there's wool or it's carrying an animal, when you pay Kishas Hagzela, or if there's a Shinoi, do you give a Knas? Rabbi Kiva now is talking about not the physical part of the animal, but he's talking about the value. When do you figure out the value? So Rabbi Kiva says, instead of doing it normally, you figure out the value from the Shas Hagzela. But here, by a pikadon, we're talking about, again, value of the animal, what it's worth, the market, what it's worth in the market. What point in time do you do that evaluation? And by Shalech pikadon, the Torah says, La'asher hu lo yitnenu biyom ashmaso. The day that he was found guilty, which is the Shas Hamada Bedin. Therefore, B'kiva Omer Kishas HaTfiya, when they were Toveya, when it was Shas Hamada Bedin, that's the value that you give it. So in other words, whatever the animal was worth then, in a case, to make it simple, let's say where there was no extra wool or no pregnancy or anything like that, just Stam, B'kiva says, you always go B'Shas Hamada Bedin. Mishnah continues, Achoshev L'Shloch Yad B'Pikadon, the person thinks about using the pikadon. Thinking doesn't just mean in his mind. He says something. He says, I'm going to use that for myself. Beshame omrim chayev. Beshame says, the time that he actually says he's going to do it, he's chayev as long as he says it in front of two edim. Veisol omrim enu chayev ad sheyishloch bo yad. Shenemar imlo shalach yad b'mleches re'ehu. Beisol says, and halach is like Beisol, the Rab brings, that you're only chayev unless you physically use it. Keitzad. Some girses don't have this lotion of keitzad. How does a shomer become a shaleach yad b'pikadon? Hitas a chavis, if he turns aside the chavis, v'natalei men a revius v'nishbra, and he takes a revius from it, and then the whole pitcher breaks, ein misham el revius. He only has to pay for the revius. Why? Because turning the pitcher on the side is not a maisa kinyan, and therefore you're only chayiv on the revius that you damaged, that you made the guy lose. But you didn't do a shlichus yad. Shlichus yad is only when there's a maisa kinyan. Taisanta points out, but by the way, if even though you're not doing an Amaisa Kinyan, if by taking out some of the wine inside of it and opening it up or whatever you did, you made the rest of the wine spoil, become vinegar, then you're chayiv jastam because you damaged all of the wine from your actions. But here, as far as shlichus yad, if something happens later that it just breaks, but onus, you're not chayiv on it. Higbiya v'natalei men a revius, but if you raise it, which is a Amaisa Kinyan, and then you take a revius from it after you raised it, v'nishbara, and now, accidentally, it breaks. Mishalem d'me kula. Now you pay for the whole thing because now you shaleach yad. This is the ketzad of Beis Hillel, the Rav says. Like we said, some girsas don't have ketzad, and this is just the case of shlichus yad.